Syrian violence begets more crisis. Iranian pastor Youssef Nadarkhani shares thanks and prayers in an open letter from prison. And Uganda's food shortages won't stop Bible translation. We'll tell you about these stories and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Syria was wracked by protests beginning on Friday, another manifestation of the upheaval since the anti-government movement began 14 months ago. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says, despite an April ceasefire,
things are breaking apart, and we've seen that with the twin car blasts in Damascus that killed 55 outside of a Syrian intelligence compound on Thursday and other bombings also.
Believers are being threatened by extremist Sunni Muslim groups.
What they're saying is that the Christians supported Assad, and that you deserve to be killed or driven out of your homes. We don't want you here. And probably only 5,000 Christians remain in the city of Homs and the surrounding area.
Open Doors is providing relief and seeing gospel opportunities. Pray.
There's no stability in the country whatsoever. And Christians in Syria are praying together that there may be peace, and they're praying for their leaders and praying for the future of Christians.
More at our website. Next, for the first time in nearly a year, Christian pastor Youssef Nadarkhani has written an open letter to all those who are concerned about his plight. This despite a signed execution order and his lawyer's arrest last week. Still, Nadarkhani has been maintaining his faith. In his letter, he thanks people for their concern and asks for continued prayer. He gives an update on his physical condition and encourages believers to hold strong in their faith. You can see the full letter at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Whether they're coerced into it or forced by poverty, thousands of Ukrainian kids and teens are caught in the sex trade. In part four of our Global Action series, we'll explore how to combat that. Global Action's Phil Long says impoverished Ukraine is an easy target for traffickers.
The predators have gone in and they've looked at the culture, they've looked at the promiscuity, they've looked at the lack of education, and they've gone in and they've preyed on these boys and girls.
Some go more willingly, feeling they have no other options. It comes from a skewed idea of what's normal. To change this mindset, Global Action is using abstinence education.
We go into schools and we tell kids, listen, you don't have to be addicted to drugs. You don't have to be addicted to alcohol. You don't have to sell yourself into prostitution. This is not normal. And then we give them alternatives.
Alternatives like following Christ. The biggest need in the project is prayer. So why not stop and pray now? We turn next to Uganda, where food shortages are presenting an obstacle to Africa Inland Mission teams. They're working with the Ik people in the northeast, a nearly unreached but peaceful tribal group. AIM helped with the renovation of a building that'll house the Bible translation teams and a medical clinic. They're training people to support the missionary, so ask God to send the right people along and pray that many would come to know Christ. Pray also for continued open doors. There's more at our website. And India is home to more kids than in any other nation. That's more than 358 million. Most have never heard the gospel, but they're very open to good news. Since kids everywhere are easily excited about new things, Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
we thought it would be great to make a connection between children in America and children in India.
Kids in the West can see what God is doing in the lives of kids just like them in India, and they can see it firsthand in a video series.
We call it My Passport to India. And we take children and their families to India on a virtual tour of the country and the culture. It's like a video adventure.
Kids can sign up at the banner on our website for free. They'll even get a small suitcase to save loose change.
Children can make a huge impact on India. For only a dollar, they can send a kid to a children's Bible club. And that child will bring the gospel home to his parents. And in many cases, the whole family will become Christians.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. Now, if your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. So activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.